News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and you know what? It caught me completely by surprise. Bad Bob's in a good mood.
You mean I remembered this time?
You remembered this time. Good morning, my friends. April the 16th, a day after tax day. I have some tax facts that you're going to love today. I'm going to give those to you in a little bit. Good morning. 7:08 in the morning, April the 16th. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still recovering from her bout with pneumonia here. He's such a healthy person. And so, Ben, she gets up and she wants to do too much. And no, that's not going to happen. Hey, our phone lines are 605-4567 and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob. You remember today's hump day.
Yes, indeed.
Is that why you're so happy?
There's
another reason, and I know what it is.
Brenda will be home on Friday.
That's right. You don't have to batch it any longer.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Hey, but I have this big list of things that I've been kind of, you know,
ignoring.
And I was looking around the house and I'm going, okay, laundry, dishes, better clean that up. You know, the usual
stuff.
Those
things,
When the women take the dead cart around.
Yeah, bury the dead cat. You know, I mean, those kind of things. Have you called her and said, hey, you know, the cat's on the roof? Okay. Hey, look, you know what? Speaking of, let's start our day off too with a great guy here, Chris Lusondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 92 points at 16,354. The S&P 500 adding 7 points at 1850, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 19 points at 4,053. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 117 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 53 cents at 1587, Coca-Cola up 13 cents at 4031, Pfizer adding 16 cents at $30.05, while AT&T is up 9 cents at $35.77. Of local interest, PG&E up 3 cents at $45.30, North Valley Bank unchanged at $22.48, Harley-Davidson up 74 cents at $66.11, and Sturm Ruger up 11 cents at $62.77. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.64%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.37. Oil's up 77 cents a barrel at 103.77. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $1.65 an ounce at $1,300.61, while silver's up a penny at $19.58. This is Chris Lusondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708 808 908 right here. You know, if you're looking for somebody that can give you some great advice about annuities, plans, investment plans, they are the ones. Do start your kids early, get them started on the road to financial freedom. And they can do that at Wells Fargo Advisors. And it's relatively, believe it or not, relatively easy to do. You just have to apply yourself for a few years and not probably change your standard of living to give your kids financial independence. Give them a call at 243-7561 and ask them how to do that. Jim and Mary Lou Gibson, Commander Gibson, his wife, thank you very much. They sent such a beautiful card to Linda, Get Well card. Isn't that sweet? Kind of the old school. What really super nice people they are. And you're getting ready to do the weather. Tell us what a super nice day it's going to be.
It is, in fact, going to be a super nice day. High near 84, winds up to maybe gusting up to 23 miles an hour. So be a little careful because things are drying out. Mostly clear tonight, low around 51. Sunny for your Thursday, mostly, and a high near 80. And then on Thursday night, a chance of showers. Right now, 61 degrees in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, and they offer seniors and veterans discounts, Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, one of the things that's helping Linda get better is that she's sleeping, and she's sleeping a lot during the day and in the evening and at night. And, of course, one of the reasons that she sleeps so well is her sleep number bed. But her setting is her sleep number setting is 40, and I move mine up to 40, and I'm sleeping very well, too. The bottom line is if you're ill, you're not feeling too well, being able to rest in a bed that's comfortable is really, really important. Being able to get a comfortable night's sleep is really, really important. How much is that worth to you? I tell you what, we have found that it has changed our sleep habits. And having somebody on saying you need 7.5 hours of sleep every night, you know, to keep yourself in optimum shape is something that we should all really pay attention to. The Sleep Number is introducing a new Sleep Number Classic series featuring their latest innovations. And, you know, it's very, very it's priced very well. You know, Sleep Number is the only one that's been clinically proven to relieve both back pain and improve sleep quality. It's the Consumer Reports number one mattress there. And how do you get a Sleep Number bed? You head on down to the Target Shopping Center, and you head down and you see Brian and Janice, and they can talk to you about sleeping. They can talk to you about how much sleep you need. They can talk to you about all the facts and figures. But the best thing they can do is put you on a mattress there and find your Sleep Number setting. And again, I can't say enough about how important it is. And right now, they've got queen mattresses starting at just $699. Right now, save $300 on the all new C4 queen mattress set. Sleep Number. You know, one of the things we just came across our chat room, our chat room's open, of course, is that the Army is taking back, a number of Apache helicopters from the National Guard. It says the U.S., the Defense Department will confiscate 192 Apaches from the National Guard units around the country and give them back to active duty Army. Now, the Army Chief of Staff says it's going to save the taxpayers about $1.2 billion over the next 3 years. So I tell you what, the Army and all the services are looking on how they can save money, and they're going after pay raises. They're going after basic allowance for housing. They're going after for military to pay more. And in fact, the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps made a statement that is incredibly, it's just incredible when he said, well, you know what? They were just wasting that money anyway. Now it's time to be more disciplined. And the amount of furor that arose, and I paraphrase what he said, but that's essentially what he said. Marines don't need money. They just need where to put their boot on somebody's neck, when our country sends us. Yeah, that's real good. That's talking tough there, Sergeant Major. But at the same time, you're saying our privates, PFCs, Lance Corporals, these people that are deployed, a year out of every four, and they're gone, and that, let's just cut their pay. It'll just make them more disciplined. He then came out a couple of days later and said, what I really meant to say was, it was an incredibly inept statement saying,
does he run for Congress?
Well, that's what some of the comments I saw was, you sold out. This whole thing, but frankly, the military, I question some of the decisions they're making lately. Yes, I am questioning some of the decisions they make lately coming up in that atmosphere. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you seven or eight things you need to know about your taxes. And the first one you're just going to love about, when's Tax Freedom Day? Well, I'm going to tell you when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, right here, your grassroots radio station.
Hot cars and cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Campora, Cross Petroleum, Crown Motors, Macy's, Peterson Cat, i5 Rentals, Classic Hits 105.3, Dutch Brothers, and Pepsi. For more information, log on to coolaprilnights.com.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. The time is 7:18 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 61 degrees. Is that right? 61 degrees.
That's right.
61 degrees out there. Okay.
Shirt sleeve weather outside.
KCNR. What's shirt? You know what? I can tell. You know how I can tell spring is here?
Because I break out my Hawaiian.
Your Hawaiian shirts. The Hawaiian shirts start parading through here. KCNR1460.com is our website. Hop into that chat room. Say hello to Angel Keeper Company there. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts. They are. They have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you, classes on health and diet. To help you stay healthy, to assist you in staying healthy. Raw and organic foods of every kind you can possibly imagine are there at Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. They also have Amazing Foods for Life. If you haven't tried that, you need to do that. You can find Amazing Foods for Life right there at Orchard Nutrition or enjoy the store. And it is a gluten-free mix that you can make muffins and buns and all those kind of cookies and those things out, but it's certified absolutely gluten-free, which is something you ought to be taking a look at if you're having any type of food allergies for you or your kids. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. I'm just going on and on with these live reads. They only should be like 15 seconds, but I like them.
Give a little love.
Yeah, well, you know what? We like these people. Okay. When is Tax Freedom Day? Okay. When is Tax Freedom Day? Of Tax Freedom means is it's going to take 111 days this year for American workers to collectively pay their tax bills. That means every cent you earn throughout the first 111 days of this year gets collected and consumed by the government. The Tax Foundation pegs Tax Freedom Day, the day on which the money you earn effectively belongs to you rather than the bureaucracy, is April 21st. In other words, it's 5 days from today. We're still working for the government today.
Isn't that an increase over last year?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Yes, because it increases every year. Can you believe this? That we are still working for the government today till the 21st?
If the government had their way, it'd be sometime in August.
The American Tax Leviathan. Yes. Okay. Now, and did you know of those, you know, all those bureaucracies were paying those federal salaries, that while millions of us, hundreds of millions of us are paying our taxes on time, In 2011, the IRS found nearly 312,000 federal employees and retirees were delinquent under federal income taxing, owing a total of $3.5 billion. Now, these are the ones that we're paying, so they can...
I could do well on a tenth of that, now that I think about it.
And you know, you pay more. You probably pay more in Medicare and Social Security taxes than you do in income taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not going to go away. Okay, what are some other tax facts you need to know to make you feel better? Pretty much everybody's tax rates went up in 2013 thanks to Obamacare and the so-called fiscal cliff deal. That says that the so-called fiscal cliff deal that was signed into law in January of 2013 raised taxes for a lot of people, 77% of the people by some estimates. That's because the deal allowed payroll tax rates to increase, goring everybody with earned income. So that's another good thing that's happening. What else? Most Americans believe their taxes are too high. A new poll released yesterday, and this is yesterday by Gallup. 52% of those surveyed said taxes were too high, while 42% said they were about right. For some reason, 3% of respondents said taxes were too low. So, let me see. And see what corporations, they get better tax treatment than actual people. So something to know there. All right. What's going on? We're selling water to Glenn County and buying from McConnell Foundation, the city of Reading is. And from that deal, we're going to make $120,000 profit because we're selling it for $594 acre foot and buying it for $572. So whatever you want to, you know, so we're selling so many thousands of feet. Meanwhile, Bella Vista is saying we get no money. We get no water, and we're going to die out here. How come we're not getting water? If City of Reading has water, how come we're not getting water? I think it's because you have to buy it, and maybe they didn't want to pay that. You know, the price is usually $25 from the state. It's $5.94 if you're buying from private individuals. Medical care costs are all rising. The healthcare usage is higher. So, but all the costs are going up again. You know, for a year they started like dropping. Now they're going back up again. And I can just promise you it's not going to stop. Part of the taxes are going up because of Obamacare. You know, it's an Obamacare tax, you know, to help pay for the Affordable Care Act. If you make X amount of dollars, you have to pay for that. Plus you have to pay for all these other things too. All these are taxes because of Obamacare that nobody seems to be thinking about. And then over the next few years, it's going to get more and more. And the cost of healthcare, I promise you, it's going to go up. It's got to. You're going to add more people to it. Okay. But you're not going to add more doctors. And the other thing is that the payments are going to be strange. So who's going to be making money off this? I think a lot of the insurance companies will be making money off this. But a lot of them have to be, after a couple of years, those guarantees go away. So it's going to be interesting. I'm still thinking we're heading for single payer. And I talked to somebody too. That was the other thing. I talked to somebody. I think, well, you know what? Socialization of medicine is not a bad thing. But they're young and they've never traveled to another country in their life. They just have been really sucking on the very expansive nipple of the American taxpayer. And the point is that he used the word free. Mental health care. He said, he said they should be able to get free mental health care. It's not free. And so I effectively pushed him out of the truck at 75 miles an hour and said, you know, it's not free. There's nothing that's free. I pay for it. You eventually will pay for it. Bob pays for it right now. Everybody pays for it. Well, not everybody. People pay for this. It's not free. And, you know, and I still hear that. Oh, we need to give them reasonably priced, almost free. They shouldn't have to pay anything. Well, somebody's paying for it. The National Highway Fund. The National Highway Fund. What is Bob, hop into this. What are the two things that a government should do, that the Constitution says our government should do for us?
I believe there are actually three things. Secure the borders, regulate interstate trade, and do international treaties.
Well, I was going to say secure the borders, protect our country, mm-hmm. infrastructure.
Yeah.
Interstate commerce. Well, that's one of the things they're supposed to do. But yet, our national transportation, our money for the highway, National Highway Fund will be out of money September the 30th of this year. Now, the two or three things they're supposed to do, national defense infrastructure, okay, you say national treaties, but that has to be ratified by the Senate. Two things. These are only two things, maybe, okay, three at the very most they have to do, and they're screwing these up. They're decimating our military. Decimating does not mean destroy. We've already gone through this. Decimating the military. Now we don't have any money for highways, but yet we have billions to give to Africa. How about billions on failed solar power facilities? Millions on vacations for the president and his family. Billions here, billions there. And yet we want our active duty military to pay more for their medical care, veterans, retired veterans to pay more for their medical care, from injuries suffered while they were in the service. We want to have, we want to mothball, our fleets. We're doing away with our nukes. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, come on. And now we're running out of money to fix the damn roads. Who? Is Obama still in D.C. by any chance? Mm-hmm. Or is he just out raising money now?
What does he do?
What does President Obama do every day? I mean, is every day he wakes up in a new bed and says, oh, I'm president. I mean, is this what's happening? I'm the president. I'm the president. It's good to be president.
Gets up, walks
I want to take a trip. He asks his wife. Hey, would you like to go to New York tonight for to watch a Broadway play? It's only $1.6 million. We don't have to pay for it. I mean, do they do that?
Dust off the old Nobel Peace Prize medal, you know.
Yeah. How do you think they feel about that? I mean, his sister says, I've killed more people with drones than anybody ever has. I'm the most dangerous man in the world. He said that, too, by the way. Okay, now, what's the other things we want to talk about? Okay, the Bundy Ranch, is that over yet? No, and I'll tell you why. You got to think about this for a second, and it kind of explains the state of Jefferson, which I just heard is that
one of the counties has voted.
Glenn, is it Glenn or Tulare?
One of the counties
just voted. The supervisors voted to join the state of Jefferson movement. Yeah, we ought to talk about that, and probably we'll talk about that in 15 or 20 minutes, especially if one of the state of Jefferson people are listening. But you know, here was a good article about why you should be sympathetic toward Clive and Bundy. And they talk about the difference between urban and rural, which kind of leads to into this. And they even talked about the differences between urban and rural and why it's going in that direction. And it said that legally Bundy didn't have a leg to stand on. And they said they've been charging him grazing fees. He hasn't paid it. He said that it shouldn't was that the land, like most of the Nevada, is federally owned. He said his defense is that the federal government doesn't own the land. But why does Bundy, after all this, deserve some sympathy? To begin with, his family's been ranching on these acres at issue since the late 19th century. They and other settlers that were induced to come to Nevada to become ranchers and they're going to have the land, et cetera, et cetera. The Bundy family is the only one that's left out there. All the rest of them have been forced off the land. The BLM is just making it smaller and smaller and smaller. And the reason they've been doing this, the first reason they gave was because of the tortoise. And then they came out that the tortoises were thriving perfectly well in another part of the area. And in fact, there were so many of them because they couldn't afford to pay, you know, to keep the place open. They were euthanizing them. That's another way of telling us they killed them by shooting them. They were shooting tortoises out there. The government was because they didn't have enough money to take care of them. Now, what's that tell you? The other thing, too, is that they say is that, you know, they're tying this to a number of things. They're tying this to a number of, you know, Harry Reid and his son and the Chinese and the solar power. And they said, well, it has nothing to do with the Bundy land. You know, it's 30 miles southeast of the Bundy land and all this that's going on there. But what they don't mention, the fact is that the tortoises that are on the land where they want to build the solar farms, okay, the tortoises are on that land. So what are they going to do with the tortoises? Well, they need to move them. So where do they want to move them to? Okay. You get one guess. The Bundy land. That's where they want to move them to. Harry Reid, is, did Harry get any money off this thing, do you think?
I'm not sure. He claims that he and his son never talked about the deal.
I don't believe that. Harry, I don't believe that. I can't believe that you sat down and had lunch with your son and you don't ever talk about what he does for a living. I don't believe that, Harry.
Yeah.
All right, we got somebody on the phone?
It was just Terry, and he's going to be calling back later on.
Okay, but yeah, Yuba County voted 3-1 by their county supervisors to join the State of Jefferson movement. Okay, we got to take a quick break. This is Carl and Linda. Linda is still recovering from pneumonia here, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by Indwelling. I can't say enough about what Dilgesh and Andrea Abraham have done down there. Furniture, art objects, you'll never find furniture like this anywhere in Reading. It is like from someplace else. In, furniture, art objects, we're talking about floor coverings, wall coverings, 1760 California Street across from Jack's. Give them a call, 361-6727.
Subdivision has recently opened 3 new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar build home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar build home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is, 7:34 in the morning, and it's 61 degrees out there today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. With here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, London and Associates, down at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry like you cannot believe. He has a direct line to Israel for diamonds.
loose diamonds, diamonds in settings. And he will have, he's got the ability to have rings and necklaces and bracelets made for you. Fine art, great artisans working there. And plus he's got the only trained watch repair guy in Reading that can fix all any watches you might have that are broken. Four Winds Jewelry, great deals, honesty. You know, it is a pleasure to work with Leonard. Give him a call at 222-2750, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with our, with Tim Scarborough and our Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. And hey, we have a friend on here today.
That's right. We've got Sherry Chapman from That Kitchen Place, a member of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and just glad to have her here. She has a beautiful store, and I'm excited about being able to talk about her business. Of course, some of the chit-chat during the break, maybe we'll get on politics here this morning. Go figure. But anyway, welcome, Sherry.
Hello. How are you?
Okay, Sherry, you're celebrating your 10th anniversary.
Yes.
Of That Kitchen Place.
Yes, April 1st it was. Hard to believe.
Okay, lean in here a little bit closer.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Bob, let's move those headsets too. I can't even see her.
Uh-oh.
You're diminutive. You're cute and small.
I don't know about cute, but I am small.
you know what? You were on not too long ago, and we talked about it, you know, the 10th anniversary coming up, and, well, it's been now. But 10 years in the business.
I know, hard to believe.
And you have got every great thing. If Linda can't think of something to get me for any reason, she heads down to your place.
Well, I'm so happy.
Well, it's because she knows that I'll come back. She goes, well, I've got this thing for you. Ooh, a smoker. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, I like that. You know, you stow in your barbecue and all those things and little cooking things because I do like to cook.
Oh.
And, so yeah, you've got it all.
Well, we try to, keep up with what's happening. We do go to, the houseware show every March, and we see all the newest and the greatest, and usually around June they all start coming out, all the greatest new gadgets, and I love gadgets, even ones that my employees make fun of me for bringing in, and then they sell out. So I guess I have.
What's your favorite gadget?
The chop stirrer is the one that I really.
Is that the one that's in the little? It's in the. Describe it to me.
It's like a stick with four choppers that stick out,
right?
And it's like. You know, when my kids were growing up, I used to make stroganoff with hamburger, and cutting up hamburger is like a pain in the behind. And I used to use a fork, and it would just leave the hamburger in chunks, but with the chop stirrer, it chops up the hamburger really finely.
So it doesn't come in anything, though. I mean, it's just
a little stick with four things
that stick
out.
And you put it like on a cutting board, and you just start chopping away.
No, while you're in the pan, because it's for a nonstick pan or
oh, okay.
Whatever. And you just, while you're cooking the hamburger.
Oh, while you're cooking the hamburger.
Yeah. And you break it up, doesn't ruin your pan. You can use it for guacamole, for your avocado. You can use it for other things. Spaghetti. If you know, because when I was growing up, I don't know about you, but we used to have spaghetti casserole in school. You know, you'd have this chopped up spaghetti,
Michelle,
and I loved it with cheese all over it.
I think Michelle says that's illegal because it's got too many calories. Instead, they're going to give you two carrots. They give you two carrots.
But when you're
olives.
Young, you need those calories.
Yeah, you need that. You need
now
those
that we're
calories.
Old,
not so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steak and some vegetables.
There you go. maybe a little chocolate pudding. Okay.
No chocolate pudding.
No chocolate
it's
pudding.
Bad for you.
Okay, what other kind of, okay, you carry everything, but one of the things you have is you teach people.
Yes, we have cooking classes. In fact, we just had are getting ready to have a canning class. We just had a cheese making class. We have great classes. You can go online the website is www.thatkitchenplacereading.com and go on and look at all our classes. Our events, we send out newsletters for people who will give us their email. You know, people are funny about email anymore. So we try and keep the latest and the greatest in front of people and good recipes. And I have fantastic employees and they know a lot about cooking so they can answer all your questions. And then you get a free cup of coffee when you walk in. In fact, a lot of our customers know how to work our machines. So that,
well, we like that.
Yeah.
Free
hey.
Coffee.
Hey, the
classes, coffee and, gadgets.
That's right. Gadgets
and
cookware. And
you have like paella dishes?
Paella. Ooh, I love paella. Paella dishes. We have electrics. We have
people
baking and
everything. You've got it all. If you, you've got the
library.
Tops, you've got the tops to fit on top of the screens that fit on top of the frying pans.
Yep.
You're coming down. I need a couple more of those. Somehow they don't last.
No, they don't.
You know, I found this round, absolutely round, very thin skillet. Mm-hmm. With no edges on it, just flat.
Mm-hmm.
With a little concave in the center so that when you put the eggs in, it won't just roll out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's non-skid, which isn't true.
Non-skid?
Yeah. Well, non,
I think non-stick. The opposite of non-skid.
Non-stick.
Non-skid is what you put on ships to keep from falling on your tail.
That's okay.
Well, that's, anyway. So, but you can, you know, that's, that to me is, I mean, I make eggs on that all the time, those little things, but that's my favorite little gadget. But the handle's getting ready to fall off. I think I'm not sure.
Is it an old one?
It's an old one.
Now they do have breakfast pans that have a little lip on one side and the other side is flat. Yeah. So your eggs won't fall, but I haven't seen one with the dip inside.
Well, it's just a slight. If you looked at it, you couldn't really, anyway. Going back to the store, though, it's like I go in there, and there hasn't been one thing I could never find. I mean, jellies.
Yeah, we have great
jams.
We have great pepper jellies. We have great knives.
We
have a very large selection.
You have everything.
We try to. I love to shop.
And classes. And classes on how to use it and all this. Let's see what else? Okay, you're located out on Hilltop Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Linda called. About, and I'm not sure what this is about though. So Linda, please call back to tell Bob what you meant by this.
She wanted you to talk about gift certificates.
Gift certificates.
Yes, and free gift wrapping. So
there you go. That's must be what it was about.
And we actually, if you have somebody, we have people call from out of town and want to give somebody a gift certificate. So they'll call up, give us their address, and we'll send off a gift certificate to that person.
Okay.
We do, bridal registry. And we do free gift wrapping, you know, usually a couple days for Christmas. It's all men in there because they've waited the last minute. And
if you're not a man, if you can't walk out on December 24th and shop for 12 people and get it all done in an hour,
you're not a man.
You're not a man. Right. You're not a man. And in fact, Bob, you know, Brenda's gotten used to getting these, she got a free oil change. as one of her gifts, and then the other was an assortment of different things from that from the travel size out of the 7-Eleven.
Oh.
I think didn't you get her like four or five of those? You know, aspirin and shampoo and stuff. You didn't really talk because your mouth was wired shut at that point. Bad Bob just sits there and looks at me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, what?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. But yeah, you could go through, you could shop for everybody at your store.
Yeah, and we have a great selection of aprons, which we probably have the best selection of aprons in town.
You have any cami aprons?
Yes, camo.
Camo.
Yeah, we do.
You have camo aprons?
Yes, we do. We have every apron. I don't know what we have in stock right this minute. I can't see into my, but we do have.
So what kind of apron do you have, Tim?
I never use an apron. I probably should though. Yeah.
The camo sounds on your shirt.
That's probably from cooking. Yeah.
We also have something called Dissolve It that you could spray. Now this is for a woman who does, you could spray, let's say you wash your shirt.
Right.
And it has that grease spot on it and you think, okay, I can't get it out. And you keep washing it. It doesn't come out. Grease is hard to get out of your shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You spray Dissolve It on it.
Mm-hmm.
Give it 5 minutes, throw it back in the wash. Even if it's been dried, it's gone.
Wow.
It is an amazing, amazing item. I found it when my kids worked at Red Robin. They had red and green shirts, and they'd have grease all over, and they'd wash it, and I go, oh, because I hate spots. Come and get Dissolve It. It is wonderful. It'll take your stickers, you know, from that kitchen place. People go, I can't get the sticker off. They just spray that Dissolve It on it, and it just gets
rid
of it.
It rolls right off, huh? I like it.
Yeah, and you need some.
Everybody needs some. Okay, so located at 975 Hilltop Drive. What are the great things we have here?
Just come in.
Just come on in.
Also, can I give a little?
Sure.
We are raffling off a stock pot, a 6-quart red stock pot, and Julia Julie movie. You can get six tickets for $5 or a dollar each, and it all goes towards muscular dystrophy. They're coming to arrest me on May 1st, and I'm supposed to raise $1,600. So please come in and buy that, because this is going to go towards bailing me out of jail and giving it to muscular dystrophy, which is a great cause.
Somebody says, I need some of that Dissolve It.
Oh, we all need that Dissolve It. Come on in.
Coconut syrup, avocado oil.
I think we're out of coconut syrup right now.
Yeah, because they were talking about that. But
yes, I do sell
it. It's hard to find it.
It is. I usually sell coconut syrup.
Okay. But they need to Dissolve It. And it says that hate spots on any shirts. So.
And it's gum, like in carpet gum or in your car or in the kid's hair. Always. It'll just spray it on. It doesn't, and it's biodegradable and not bad for you.
Oh, good. So you can drink it later.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
You don't want to waste anything.
My guest has been Sherry Chapman from That Kitchen Place, our business of the week here with our Chamber of Commerce, located 975 Hilltop Drive. And I can vouch for the fact that one, she's a great person.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Two, her store is just absolutely fabulous. I mean, you know, you talk about shopping local. Here is a chance to shop local and get it all right there.
Okay.
You can shop for everybody in the family there.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you don't have probably is electric cars, and I'm not too sure. Might be upstairs.
I do have a wonderful barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Evo.
Okay.
It'll do 30 fillets.
Somebody called
wow.
here, Bebo?
Yes, your wife.
Oh, my wife. Okay. Okay, let's put Linda on then. Hey, hon.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
You're on now.
Okay, this is Linda. Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Who's this?
Oh, it's Linda. I don't know if I saw a call from my cell phone.
I can't hear you. Goodbye.
Pull the string tighter.
She's had pneumonia. It's not her fault.
Oh,
okay,
no.
We're going to have to take a break. Anyway, Sherry, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know
Once
what?
Again.
You know what? 10 years in business, and it's not easy out there.
No, it's not.
Are you going to open up like two or three more places?
Yeah, right. Kill me if I even speak of it.
Are you heading out to the Bundy Ranch?
Yes, I am. I'm going to go support Bundy. I think the government has taken over.
Is this now, Linda? Okay, we're going to hold on until we come back from this break. Sherry Chapman, The Kitchen Place, I can't thank you enough for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right, thanks, Carl.
All right, we'll be right back.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Red.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Butt. Linda's recovering, as we know, from her little bout with pneumonia. This portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They're having a big Easter brunch out there on, of course, on Easter. It's a set price. But if you have not had their Eggs Benedict Anselmo out there, you need to do it. It's just absolutely fabulous. Award-winning wines, superb service. The food is just outstanding. Anselmo Vineyards, give them a call, 474-5546, to make reservations out there. Sherry Chapman. Yes. She's remained with us because we've got other things that are going on, and she said, well, I don't have to be at work for a little bit later. But we've got, the time is, 752-605-4567 is our phone number. It's still 61 degrees out there. And let's go to the phones. Terry, something happened in Yuba County, huh?
Yeah, yesterday we went in there to speak to the Board of Supervisors, and just before the meeting we were told by the chair of the Board of the Supervisors and the county attorney that basically this thing would have to go to the ballot box. The interesting thing was, by the time the testimony was done, the questions were done, they voted 3-1 in favor of signing a declaration to withdraw from the state of California to form the state of Jefferson. I think the biggest circumstance that led up to that is that the supervisors had done their homework. We went down there about 6 weeks ago, and they were studying education, all these different things, really did their homework. Roger Abe probably said it best. He said, in 6 weeks, I've gotten no phone calls back from my constituents other than, we agree with the state of Jefferson. The only negative he got is he said, a lot of people said it was too hard. He paused. He looked out at the room that was packed. And he said, however, I'll bet in 1964, 90% of the people would have said civil rights will never happen. Well, applause broke out, and they voted on it 3-1. Yep, we have four in, and there's some other, there's three more happening, and we've got people from Discovery Channel and History Channel and other people flying in today, and we're supposed to be guests at a fundraiser for the congressman tonight. Instead, there's just all kinds of stuff happening, so maybe I can bring you up to date here sometime at the end of the week. But it's amazing to think that this was compared to civil rights. Amazing.
Well, you know, the thing is that this article, and I was kind of alluding to it earlier today, about the sympathy for Bundy. And what it mean, what they were talking about is the lack of representation and the lack of rights that, people in the rural, areas have, whether it's rural California, rural Oregon, rural, Nevada, or, you know, or New York, even. I mean, these are, you know, once you get away from the cities where the urbanites believe that the hinterlands out here should just be for wild animals and, you know, chipmunks and things like this. And, we don't have a word to say, because we don't pay big bucks to Harry Reid and Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. You know, and so when it comes right down to it, and Sherry and I were talking about this, is it comes down to representation of what we believe in. And if you can't get, you've got to get representation one of two ways. One is they changed the system, as we talked about in the laws and all this and the rulings from the Supreme Court. You change the law that says that gives us back representation, or you have to form your own state, which is what the State of Jefferson movement is, but it's going across the whole country.
Well, it really is. is, and now we have Michigan on board. And, I mean, this has been happening. It's crazy. Like I said, we've got producers from channels coming in today to talk to us, and I didn't even know how I'm going to how we're going to do that with everything we've got going on. But I mean, I got to go to the dentist.
Oh, that's good.
But the thing is that as we look at everything, that's very true. It's Reynolds versus Sims, Carl, as we talked about 100 times.
Yeah.
One man, one vote is unconstitutional. I mean, it's Reynolds versus Sims. If that was the case, then why do we have two senators for Vermont, who's very tiny, and two senators for California that's very large?
Well, yeah, and then I've actually seen people write to the paper and say, well, you know, it's time to change that. Well, no, it's not time to change that, because you can just see what's happening right now. And that's one of the problems, is that lack of representation. Okay, can you, in like 1 minute, kind of boil it down what's happening up here in Northern California? Or 2 minutes,
yeah,
or 3 minutes?
The thing is everything is cross-party lines. We went ahead and we formed a committee in Lassen County. Three of the people on the committee that called us are on the Republican Central Committee. I'll fast forward to Lake County. We, by accident, sent a declaration of withdrawal to a young couple down there. He's was a Marine, older folks. They accidentally took it to the Board of Supervisors. We thought, oh, my gosh, because on that particular board, there's three Democrats and two Republicans. They wrote us back saying, don't leave us behind. End of quote. Please come and talk to us. That's Lake County, which is a liberal county. I just can't tell you what's been going on in a minute. I apologize.
Well, you know, that's okay. And the thing, we'll do a catch up. Plus, we have Jefferson State of Mind on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9, too. That catches up on a lot of these things. The bottom line, though, is that it's still moving forward, and it will continue to move forward. And I appreciate your efforts, Terry. And we'll have to get you on to talk about what's happened with all the channels coming in here, with all these Discovery and History. And I'm sure MSNBC will be next. Rachel Maddow will probably be flying into Reading.
Can't wait.
Yeah. You two can go out to dinner. All right, Terry. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
There's a lot of things going on. Sherry.
Yeah.
The, you know, wait a minute. Here's one I'm going to take. Hello.
Good morning. I hope you can hear me and my cell isn't screwed up.
Well, it's.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but it's a little, we can understand you.
A little choppy, but we can understand you.
We're okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sherry, I just want to say that kitchen place is probably my favorite go-to store in all of Reading to get homeware gifts that have to do with, you know, baking and anything that has to do with my dad's steam pot, anything that's unique. A girlfriend gave me a gift certificate, and we as a group are wanting to take a cooking class together. I bought presents there that have been wrapped for weddings. Everything. Plus, when you come in, the staff is so friendly. They make you coffee and what can we help you with? You've got the best assortment of knives. Now, we know we don't have, it's better than William Glenn. I know we don't have a William Glenn here, but your store epitomizes what that feeling is and then some, because it's the local feeling of what can I help you with. And locally owned, and you know we support that so much. And so thank you for all your hard work and your diligence to make something really special here in the North State.
Well, thank you, Linda. And I have been to William Glenn. He died. The guy who owned it, but he was a fabulous guy, and his store was fabulous. And I went down to check it out to make my store a little bit more like his.
Well, I think it worked.
I used to go there on a regular basis when I lived in Sacramento, and you know, of course, anyway, you're right. So
how are you feeling?
But your store is, I think, even better.
Thank you.
How you feeling, honey?
Thank you for all your well wishes, everybody. I'm feeling better. I'm not 100% yet, but I'm slowly but surely getting better. And just for FYI, for anybody who ever has, you know, bronchitis that goes into pneumonia, they tell you to really go slow and that you can have a rebound. So I appreciate it. I'm going to probably come in on Friday. I want to be there. I miss being on the air with you guys, and I love you. And have a great, and Sherry, thank you once again. You do so much for the community and so much for us, and I'm so looking forward to seeing what you've got in stock.
Thank you, and I hope you feel better. Come on in for your cup of coffee.
Okay, honey. Go lay down. Love you. Sherry.
Yes.
Chapman. That kitchen place, 975 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there, buy some stuff because, you know, we have to bail her out of jail for the muscular dystrophy, and she's got a raffle going down there and all that kind of stuff. So, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And we'll have you. We'll come back on. We'll bring you back on for a political day, though.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay, we'll bring you back that way. Carl Lindabaugh, KCNR 1460, Sheriff Tom Basinko will be joining us right after this break, after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. European countries pull together as Russia raises the stakes in eastern Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the alliance is boosting its military presence.
We will have more planes in the air, more ships on the water, and more readiness on the land.
Meanwhile, as SRN's Wally Hines reports from Capitol Hill, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is calling on the U.S. and NATO to end all defense contracts with Russia.
Part of efforts to turn up the heat on Moscow over the growing conflict in Ukraine. The group, which includes Republicans John Cornyn and Michael Burgess, and Democrats Richard Blumenthal and Louise Slaughter, notes a significant amount of military business continues between the West and Russia. The U.S. has a contract with a Russian state-run arms dealer to supply helicopters to the Afghan government. France has a contract to sell high-tech warships to Russia, and Britain is pursuing new deals with Russian companies. The group's calling on Secretary of State John Kerry to urge the Western nations to end their contracts.
That's Wally Hines reporting. The National Weather Service says Detroit and Flint, Michigan have experienced their snowiest winters on record.
I thought it was crazy. I mean, I think I heard that we broke the record now.
We did.
It's Macomb County resident Kirsten Vincent speaking to WWJ's Ron Dewey about snow that came down yesterday. The Detroit Pension Fund that covers all retirees except former police officers and firefighters says it's reached a tentative agreement.
Tina Bassett, a spokeswoman for the city's general pension fund, says retirees will see a 4.5% cut and their cost of living payments would end under a deal reached by both parties. Meanwhile, a group representing retired police and firefighters announced it had reached its own deal to preserve pension benefits but trim cost of living payments.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. The Dow's up 15 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
When my daughter told me she was getting married this spring in Napa, my first thought was, to that guy? My second was, my allergies. That's when a friend told me about Advil Allergy. Turns out it's the only allergy medicine that relieves my itchy eyes and runny nose and has the speed and strength of Advil to tackle even my toughest allergy pain. So I could focus on the ceremony, not my allergies.
Fight even the toughest allergy symptoms with Advil Allergy. The only allergy medicine that comes with the speed and strength of Advil. Uses direct.
Kansas prosecutors have filed state-level murder charges against the white supremacists accused in the shooting that left three people dead at two Jewish community sites over the weekend in Kansas City. Johnson County, Kansas District Attorney Steve Howe.
One count of capital murder for the deaths of William Corporan and Reed Underwood, and one count of first-degree premeditated murder in the death of Teresa Lamano.
And federal prosecutors say they're pursuing their own hate crimes case against the suspect. Another early exit for the robotic submarine trying to find any missing Malaysian jetliner debris at the bottom of the Indian Ocean, but Malaysia's acting transport minister vows that the search will go on despite setbacks when it comes to the technological aspects.
I think as far as Malaysia is concerned, and I can only speak for Malaysia, we will not scale them. And this is a promise that I made to the families of the passengers, and we will continue.
And this is SRN News. Staff at a London hair salon say they had a close shave with North Korean officials after using the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, to promote discount haircuts.
M&M Hair Academy said it received a visit by two men from the nearby North Korean embassy after putting up a poster last week featuring a picture of Kim, who sports a distinctive undercut and the slogan, "Bad Hair Day?" Barber Kareem Nabak said the manager refused to remove the poster and reported the incident to police.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Therapy dogs will be available at high school near Pittsburgh for the next few days as students try to put the horror of last week's stabbing attack behind them. Classes resume today at the school where authorities say a student stabbed or slashed 21 others and a security guard. A week ago, some students gathered on a football field today before school to pray and show their support for one another. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I know it is a moment of weakness for me when I play about hump day here. It is hump day. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:07 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Sheriff Tom Basinko is in the studio today with us. But first, we're going to start off with Chris Sondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, though we have retreated from the highs of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 65 points at 16,328. The S&P 500 adding 7 points at 1850, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 9 points at 4,043. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 198 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Microsoft is up 26 cents at $40.01, Facebook down 84 cents at $58.25, Amazon up 31 cents at $3.1639, and Apple down $2.83 at $5.1513. Of local interest, PG&E up 27 cents at $45.54, North Valley Bank unchanged at $22.48, Harley-Davidson up 54 cents at $65.92, and Smith & Wesson Holding Company down 12 cents at $14.04. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.65%, the 2-year Treasury yielding 0.37%. Oil is up 33 cents a barrel at $103.33. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $1.74 an ounce at $1,300.19, while silver is up 2 cents at $19.59. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. You know, Chris is the one that came in the other day when we were talking about investments on the air, about how for $2,000 a year for 7 years for your kids, from 20 to age 20 to 27, you don't put another dollar into it. Not one other dollar into it. But for 7 years, you put $2,000 a year in, not $2,000 a month, $2,000 a year. By the time the kid hits 60, it's worth $573,000.
Wow.
Yeah, just think about that.
So a total of a $14,000 investment.
Comes out to $573,000. And, you know, for doing this. And these are the kind of things that they can help you with. And what's the one thing you'd love to give to your family is financial independence. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, they can tell you how to do it. Give them a call, 243-7561. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. It's 63 degrees. We're going to get the weather in just a second, but I tell you what, it's going to get hot, and it's getting hot quick. Plus, this might be a fire year, so you want to make sure that that air conditioning system is working outstanding. And one of the ways you can do that is with Martin and Alliance Heating and Air and all of his people there. They'll come out and make sure all the ducts are working, all the your filters are ready, and the system is ready for this year. 20 years in the business, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. And what is the weather today?
We're going to see sunny skies, a high near the 84-degree mark. Got some winds, though, gusting up to 23 miles an hour. Overnight lows in the 50s. And then mostly sunny for your Thursday, but chance of showers late in the afternoon and evening. Won't be a lot of rain if we get any at all. Currently 64 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts. Our customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. And today, joining us, it must be that time of the month, the third Wednesday of every month. I didn't mean it like that. The third Wednesday of every month, just like the second Wednesday of every month, is the chief of police. Now we have the third Wednesday of every month. And I just love having you and the chief of police on, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Carl. I do appreciate being here every month and sharing a little bit of news and information of what's going on at the sheriff's office, and then also with crime and realignment. That always seems to be a common theme every month, just about.
We're getting a new assistant probation officer on here.
You mean the interim chief?
Probation chief.
Yeah, Tracy Neal.
Tracy Neal. I tell you, she's like a little fire. She is.
She's great to work with.
There. She is. I mean, she's enthusiastic. So I think it's going to be good because she's the one that's kind of heading up this whole,
community corrections partnership, which deals with realignment.
Yeah. You know, before we get into that, you've got something here. Let's talk about this first. The 67th annual Airport Day and Pancake Breakfast.
Yes. Sponsored by our Eastern Flying Posse, and that's Sunday, June 1st, and that's the 67th annual, and they're bringing in squadrons of AT-6s. They look like Mustangs from back in the day, and they'll be putting on a little bit of an air show there. And they also have a working UH-1H Huey helicopter that'll be doing some flights around there and I think some rides, and that's the Vietnam Veterans Helicopters Organization. And it's at the Fall River Airport.
Starts
off about 6:30 in the morning with a pancake breakfast.
I just want to know, is this going to be kind of like RC and Selma offered you? Is that you put the air, you get that helicopter, it looks like the Huey, and that you put machine guns on the side and you go after these large
Speakers
marijuana
plane flight of the Valkyrie?
I don't think so, but this is
the flight of the Valkyrie is going on, and you can like, you know, go after, and if you take fire, you can come back down and, you know, drop nape.
I don't think
so. And
but this is a working Huey, and in military colors, and it's for the Vietnam Helicopters Organization, so you can look that up. But that's June 1st.
It's going to sound like fun.
Starts off at 7 a.m. with a pancake breakfast till about 11, 12. There's people that fly in from Oregon, Nevada, throughout California that come just for this event up there. It's a great, great event. Usually it's a beautiful day in Fall River when we're having that going on. So come on up and enjoy a great day up in eastern Shasta County.
Okay. All right. I tell you what we're going to do. Let's take an early break here so we can get started, you know, talking about what's going on around here crime-wise. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Reading Spray Service. 20 years in Reading and offering pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. If you've got a pest, you know what? We ought to make a partnership between Reading Spray Service and the police and the sheriff. That every time you arrest one of these guys, as soon as you turn them loose, because you have to, we have the Reading Spray Service spray them. I mean, just really hit them with something hard. So at least it slows them down a little bit. And lawn treatments, give them a 221-3007. Reading Spray Service, 20 years in Reading, they can take care of your lawn, they can take care of everything. 221-3007. Their website is readingspray.com. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Hot cars
and cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Sakata Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic
Civic Auditorium, April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, KRCR Channel 7, Wind River, Fox 20, Shasta Regional Medical Center, My 21, Record Searchlight, KHSL, Famous Dave, Shasta.com, and KNBN. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened three new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket, while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard you knocked out jailbird singing.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bott. It is 8:17 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and it's 63 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Besides Espresso Joe's, which has any type of coffee or cold drink, hot drink, espresso, latte, anything you can imagine at just really, really good prices. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Just go on next door and find that. Meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Discounts for veterans at all times and e-cigarettes. They have all. They have all the e-cigs and all the flavors you can imagine right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, last night we just happened to watch Jailhouse Rock with Elvis Presley. I just want to know, Sheriff Tom Basinko, do you have entertainment night where the prisoners all sing and dance in the jail?
Every day is entertainment at the jail.
I bet it is. Okay, one of the questions that we talked a little bit about during the break is this. On the paper the other day, I thought it was a good article, but again, statistics being what they are. 25% of all prison inmates have got severe mental illness problems. And you can imagine that when you go into the Quentin, into the Q as we did, and you've got 700 people there condemned to death.
That's just on death row.
That's just on death row. 700 and something on death row. You know there's got to be mental illness there, and half of those people have never been in jail before. So something happened in their lives that they snapped or something happened, and they killed somebody heinous enough to be put on death row. So it's not unusual to think, because you can ask questions, how you ask the questions, to say these people have got severe mental illness. But now I asked you this question is, what do you think about in the jail? What is the mental illness problems you've got?
Well, usually – not that I have.
Not you have, but I mean having the prisoners.
You're on
that's
a roll
twice.
Today.
Yes, that's twice today. That's not what I meant. That you have in your custodial duties here.
It would
with
probably
these guys.
Be reflective of the prison population, because we're still sending people to prison. People get out, come back. And mental health issues are a huge problem for the jails. throughout California. Now, many of these people have mental health issues, and then on top of that, they have substance abuse issues, drugs and alcohol. Sometimes they're self-medicating, they call it, for their mental health issues. And we see it in the jails, and most of the jails are starting to build or try to incorporate or remodel mental health sections for special treatment and programs for these individuals.
Well, you know, one of the things that we found when we talked both to the prisoners and the staff at the Q, well, I say at the Q like I'm an expert.
That's
anyway,
what it's called.
At the Quentin. At San Quentin, was that he said, you know, this one guy had been in jail for, he was 55. He had been in jail for 35 of his 55 years. He'd been in jails, including the last 20 there at San Quentin. Mm-hmm. So it's serious. This guy was a serious bad guy. And he said, yeah, he said the big difference he has seen in the last 20 years, he says the people coming in there, a lot of it is drug, alcohol related.
Yep.
Where before, during his time frame, he said they were bad guys. You know, we're bad guys. Now they're doing things. They get them in jail for long periods of time, and it's a result of drugs and alcohol, one way or the other.
It has its impacts if they're addicted to drugs and alcohol. And it wouldn't surprise me if that man, if he started out as a juvenile offender, and then when he became an adult, he was going to jail for a little bit of time before he got sentenced to his first stint in prison, which would have been in his somewhere between 18 and 20 years old.
Well, you know, it doesn't. When you see some of these guys, they're starting in the pro. You know, and really it's kind of sad when I was looking at them because they're articulate, but they've gotten their whole education while they were in prison. Oh,
you can actually, some of them get college degrees there.
He's got his pastor's degree. He got his divinity degree while in San Quentin for murder. All right. Moving on.
In fact, while we're on the subject of drugs, we hear a lot of it here, the drug issues in Shasta County. And what are we doing about it? And we work very closely with other law enforcement agencies. We have the Sheriff's Office. We have our Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force, and that's from the Sheriff's Office, Reading Police Department, Anderson Police Department, Probation, and CHP. And we all work together to work on drugs within Shasta County on a task force level, generally your street level dealers, but they do make some other significant busts. And just last year on methamphetamine, our task force seized 177 pounds, not grams, not ounces, pounds of methamphetamine, 83 pounds of cocaine, and 2 pounds of heroin. They ended up seizing from these people too.
Last
year.
Oh,
2013 totals. And then within the sheriff's office, we have a drug and highway enforcement team that works the highways. That highway enforcement team, remember CINTIF was 177 pounds. The highway enforcement team, nearly 300 pounds, 286 pounds of methamphetamine taken off of our streets right here in Shasta County.
By the
domestic highway enforcement, my sheriff's office team that works the highways.
Your team took in 373 pounds of meth?
No. 286 pounds of meth.
And that's a lot of meth.
Yeah. Total between CINTIF and Sheriff's Office, 463 pounds of methamphetamine.
So how much do you think got through?
Oh, we're probably...
5 times as much?
Who knows?
10 times?
We're probably not even scratching the surface sometimes.
If you're catching them. Do you ever think that sometimes they throw somebody out there so you can catch them?
Wouldn't surprise me.
If they set it up. I know you get tips.
They try. Sometimes we do, but a lot of times it's just fresh stops that we're working on. Each month, CINTIF is out serving a number of search warrants. We report some of that to the media on the arrests, and other parts you may not hear about it because it ends up with follow-up investigations trying to get other people.
You want to turn.
Right, exactly. Well, and we took off 106 pounds of heroin. Heroin right here.
106 pounds? Your department took 106 pounds mm-hmm. of heroin
off? That's just the highway enforcement. And we've been talking about, both the chief and I, we've been talking about how heroin is on the uptick as well.
Yeah, because what I understand is, and meth has gotten so much cheaper. Mm-hmm. It used to be, it's half the price that it used to be. And then now heroin's coming in, and so you're starting to see more of heroin.
Yeah. So between methamphetamine for the two agencies, 463 pounds of methamphetamine and 295 pounds of cocaine. So you're looking at over 700 pounds of meth and cocaine, and then plus heroin, another 108 pounds. So.
If we all know that meth is probably the root problem of 90% of our trouble, am I overspeaking right there?
No, you're not. You'll see a lot of problems with methamphetamine. People get long-term, they get agitated and short-tempered, so you see more crimes of violence, both regular violence on other people, associates of them, also their spouses.
Domestic violence.
Domestic violence you see a lot.
Domestic violence is one of our biggest problems here.
It is a big problem here. And it's an underreported crime.
Right. So if we find that a large percentage of our problems is domestic violence or violence on people they know.
Right.
Based on meth, does that say maybe we should just take a look at our policing and how we're doing this and kind of focus a lot on that? And I mean, because that also leads to thefts, property crime, and all this other stuff.
You see it in the drug culture, exactly.
That we put a huge push on to just stopping the meth and trying to take the dealers off the streets as much as we can. And maybe, you know, I mean, I hate to use the word ignore because it's kind of all tied together, but I mean, I know we've only got so many assets. I mean,
that's right.
But if this is this big a problem, what's the plan here? What's the long-term plan, Tom?
We do have, we work closely together, and the downside of this plan with our narcotics task force is we've seen our federal funding for CINTIF decrease over the years. And we're mainly all in between each of the agencies, all in our own budgets to get our people there. They only pay for a little bit of each person, and it's only a few thousand dollars per each that we get on federal funding. And we've been lobbying the federal government with Senator Feinstein and others to try and get more money. The federal government has been pushing more money towards rehabilitation, education, and prevention. But we still have our efforts there, and we want to keep it involved because we know a lot of the drug trade is tied to violence, and we also know that a lot is tied to the thefts because these drug users don't have a job, and they have to get money for their habits somewhere, so they're out stealing from the good citizens of Shasta County.
So we go back into this, and this is something that, you know, this partnership that you all have.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the new interim chief of the probation who heads this up, I think the bottom line that people talk to me about, and this is what I asked the chief about, both of you said the system's broken.
It is. It's overloaded.
It's overloaded, but it's broken. And we're also getting the district attorney on here to talk about mm-hmm. that. But what's the long-term plan to fight this? It's not getting any better.
You kind of have to break it out in chunks. The courts are way overloaded, so we need a much bigger courthouse, which they're trying to get. And where does all that money come from? You need more judges, and that's just not here in Shasta County, but that's throughout California. So then if you have more judges, what do you need? More prosecutors and public defenders. And then also, as we build back up from the recession where we had a lot of cuts in 2009, add more officers, well, then that usually adds to the number of cases that come in to the district attorney's office, but it also adds more of a problem to the jail because you'll end up with more arrests coming in.
You know, we have a lot of people talking, you know, I mean, the county supervisors hold the purse strings, and I realize there's not a lot of, they don't have a lot of, you know, free income out of those purse strings. That the government, you know, that the states and the feds and especially the states kind of control a lot of this. But it appears to me that our supervisors need to also, are they part of this long-term police plan? Is there a supervisor sitting on that board?
No, there is not.
Why do you think that is? I mean, this affects
the board is actually set up by statute of who the members are.
Uh-huh.
There's a county administrative officer. She's an analyst that comes in and sits in on our meetings.
One of Larry Lee's people.
Yes. And then ultimately, when we develop the plan, make changes, and have our budget, we have to take that plan over to the Board of Supervisors for approval. So they are involved.
They're involved
very
with
much
it.
So.
Okay. All right. All right. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by, and here's, I think this is such an appropriate advertiser right now, of course, Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading. You know, it's our firearms dealer of choice for, you know, to buy our long guns and our pistols. They have, the gunsmiths are absolutely fabulous. They've got John Bastiani prides himself on having everything his customers could want at very fair and reasonable prices. Keeps it in stock there. John Bastiani with Bastiani Arms. Because one of the things the sheriff and the police have told us on many occasions is you have to be able to protect yourself and your loved ones because they're not going to be there. It's not their job to be there every minute. Your job, frankly, is a lot of times is to come in and catch the guys afterwards. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Sometimes seconds and minutes count.
And sometimes seconds and minutes count. So you've got to be able to protect yourself. Bastiani Arms, give them a call at 222-8222. We're going to take a quick break. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. When I come back, Tom, there's some questions coming in here about Chaparral, which has been out of the news for a while, but talking about the cleanup and the after effects of this.
Great.
So
we'll be
right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
From Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. KCNR 1460.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Oh, you really into this today there, Bad Bob. You don't, you like hump day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We are talking about bad boys, prison,
bad boys,
jail.
Right. Speaking of good boys.
Druggies.
Yeah. Speaking of good boys, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, off Athens Avenue, right there on Athens Avenue there, across from the Subway shop. You see it. And they give great haircuts at great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold are our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Can't say enough about them.
How good they do. I'm asking this with tongue in cheek. Tom, do you go to Cypress Square?
I don't have enough hair to cut, actually.
I was about
actually.
To say, do you get a discount?
I'd have to get a discount.
No, what they do is they charge a hunting fee. They have to hunt for the hair.
But if I go to the barber, I do, you hear a lot of scissor clicking, and then you get the, interaction. So it's
that's
a,
what you're,
a lot
that's
of,
why you need to go down there, because yeah. everybody goes down there. I mean, you can find out everything. Yeah. You talk about women gossiping. Oh, yeah. oh, well, so, we're really good down there.
So you just hear some scissor clicking, a little buzz of the clippers, and then maybe just a little
trim those eyebrows.
Yeah, trim the eyebrows. Little foam on the ears, and maybe a little shave there. But do they still do the hot foam?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh. I'll tell you what, they shave pure, behind your ears yeah. and on your. I tell you,
so that's still a real haircut and shave.
It's a real haircut. You know, they don't shave your face, but they shave around your ears and your neck. I tell you what, that is just like so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else does that. Anyway. Okay, Chef Tomasenko is our guest. Okay, let's get into, let's ask real quick the chaparral. Chaparral happened, what, a couple months ago? Would you say? A couple months?
Yeah, it was in, February.
February, yes.
Okay. I remember February, so, yeah, February 6th, I think.
That's weeks. Right, because I had to listen to you whine for 2 weeks. not that, you know, I was so happy that you weren't there when it exploded. Okay.
I was.
Why not? But
I meant
the big, bigot, you know, the
yeah.
big burn.
Chaparral was a 2 week incident that we dealt with. And as you know, right. the home ended up getting incinerated.
Was the guy charged with anything?
He was. The district attorney's office, negotiated a plea with him to where he pled, guilty to a misdemeanor, or he might have pled NOLO, but essentially pled guilty to a misdemeanor. And, they chose for no jail time, put him on probation. He was.
Did they think this is an act? He's not a terrorist. He was just.
There was nothing that showed that he was doing any terrorism, domestic terrorism.
He just was not really bright about it. Is that what it is?
He wasn't a rocket scientist.
Okay, but you can't arrest people for that, or yeah. hell, you don't think you got room in your jail so, now.
So after that, we did a cleanup. We got the site rendered safe. There was a ton of testing done, so there wasn't any bad chemicals that were put into the air. And then we had some initial soil testing done by members of the 95th National Guard Civil Support Team. So they did some soil sampling and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's turned over to Shasta County Environmental Health. And then they're responsible for the remainder of the cleanup and testing of the soils, septic tank too, to make sure you didn't dump some chemicals that could be an issue that may leach into the ground there. And they were going to do some groundwater testing. And so that's still all in process. They got the remains of the house, the mobile home there, cleaned up and removed, and then scraped down. And so they're still doing some testing.
Who's paying for this?
You and me as taxpayers. And
how come he's not paying? Is it declared something like because it was an accident?
It's still no, it definitely wasn't an accident because he was purposely making explosives. And then that will end up going with the county council, may end up seeing what they can recover in working with D-Ray East and the insurance companies and everything like that.
If he was purposely making explosives.
But just in overtime, just I think for a sheriff's office overtime and supplies, we had like $177,000.
Do you find it interesting that the state didn't reimburse for part of this?
Yeah, that was a whole other issue that we were dealing on the state with Office of Emergency Services. But if you added up we had 26 state, local, and federal agencies involved, fire, medical, public works, sheriff's office, environmental health. I think it was around probably close to 200 people over the course of 2 weeks. You know, you had roadblocks going on and stuff. Yeah. If we added up regular time and overtime and the benefits, salary and benefits, I know that you're probably going to be in excess of $1 million.
I can't help but think if this happened in Marin County that things might have been a little bit different, but okay. All right. So anyways, but he can go back and rebuild on there, right?
As far as I know, yes. Yeah, but it has to get cleared. He has to get the permits for it and all that.
How does that make you feel there, Ben? Yeah.
Not real enthusiastic. Yeah.
Well, he should slow down a little bit, though.
I did want to say that the professionalism shown not only by the law enforcement agencies and the fire agencies especially, who did a great job of keeping us in the loop and what was going on, but the lady from Environmental Health has made a point of letting us know what's going on. So I do appreciate
that. That's probably
that.
Carla.
Yeah, Carla.
I'd watch out. You know, of course, Carla's a good person. But I'd watch out. She may write you something because of the number of cats you have in your property.
But we're glad that got resolved. There was no collateral damage done to the adjoining properties
thing.
And no loss of life for public safety personnel.
Nobody got hurt except him. And hopefully that, you know what, I hope he recovers and that he's learned something he doesn't do
anymore.
And
my folks from our bomb team, which is Reading Police Department and Sheriff's Office multi-jurisdictional bomb team, and federal FBI bomb folks and the Cal Fire Shasta County folks, they put together that plan for the incineration, and it was really done with like a skill of a surgeon just to remove that house. And there was a shed. His shed was like 30 feet away. no damage to it. And then there was another adjoining neighbor's house that was only like 57 feet away.
But,
and
Bob's house, right?
Didn't want to say whose house, but it was 57 feet away and no collateral damage there. So that was the main thing, is no loss to life and no collateral
damage. No scorching of the wood or anything.
Safety was first and foremost. And that was a pretty bad house of which the...
It was. And I know how y'all, you know, I got secret information from somebody else, not from your guys, on how you did it. And I thought, whoa, that's pretty good.
But
we're used to clearing things just by like, let's just blow this whole thing in place and then the whole block comes apart.
Yeah, we didn't want that. But there was a significant amount of explosives and explosive precursor materials in there.
You do it differently than we do. All right, let's get into,
about Most Wanted.
That's what I want to get into, because here's what's going on with this thing. Most Wanted was ballyhooed and publicized as being a good way to get these bad guys. These are the ones you really want to get. It doesn't mean they were violent.
No.
It just means is that you wanted them.
We wanted them the most. Means they're not the most heinous crimes.
Right.
We wanted them most. These were people that had gone to court and then started failing to appear. They'd been sentenced, and then their sentence could be local time or their sentence could be prison time, and then they don't show up. And so they were the scoffs of the court system, and we said, hey, we want accountability and we want to bring them in. And also, being already convicted and needing to be sentenced, we could also get that court process a little bit quicker, at least we first thought.
That's what we thought. Now, how many people did you arrest?
We have arrested...
Well, I mean, how many people have been on the Most Wanted?
Roughly a little over 140.
Okay, 140 as Most Wanted. Right.
So, right...
By the way, we have them on our website. I'm looking at them right now.
And they're on, like, Channel 7's website. They're on Record Searchlight, who really assisted Silas Lyons on helping us out of rolling this Most Wanted list out, and they remain there. And we put out about 5 a week. Well, since then, we got over 140 people that have been on the Most Wanted. 42 of them have been convicted and sentenced and served their sentence, so their time served.
Okay, these are ones you picked up.
They've gone to court.
They've gone to court.
And gotten sentenced.
And that sentence could be a month.
Could be a few days.
Whatever,
could be a month. Whatever it is.
But they've done their sentence. They're out again.
They're out.
Okay.
We still have 43 of them in custody, sitting in the jail awaiting court process. Because when they get arrested... Very often they have new charges.
New charges.
They have dope. They have guns.
And this
both.
Has really slowed the process down, because it's where you were picturing, I imagine, let's get them, bring them in.
Get them processed.
Get them processed, and we'll get them, we can just run them through here. But now, oh, look at here. You know, Blip has got a gun on him.
Yeah.
So
it's very common. So they have other charges pending, stolen property and all that. So those are new charges that they have trailing with their case.
Any surprises there? Somebody should have thought about that one.
No, but I mean, it happens.
It happens.
And so we're trying to still deal with it. And so we can't ship any of those people out with charges like to other jails, because they have to stay here for their defense.
Okay. So those 40 something are here too.
And we have shipped off 10 to prison.
Okay, 10 have gone to prison.
And 17 have been OR'd, released on their own recognizance.
Let's talk about this one.
Or supervised OR, which means GPS.
All right, let's talk about that. There were some people were questioning this as, wait a minute, this is the Most Wanted. Why aren't they still in jail? What do you mean they were released? You don't release them.
No, they go to court and through probation reports that they report to the court, probation does, and the court, they decide to release them on their promise to appear.
The DA releases them.
The judge makes the judge order.
So now these are ones that became Most Wanted because they didn't show up last time.
Correct.
So the judge releases them again.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time they're on some type of supervised OR, which means they're on a GPS unit. So, and that's a court order. So then we have to, I think only one of them has bailed out, which means you have to go through usually a bondsman. And that's another legal process. They're entitled to bail under the Constitution.
Okay. So you've got, how many of your GPSs do you lose?
Most of the time we don't lose them. There's been a few that have been destroyed and lost.
When I say,
they cut the bracelet off.
Right. How many of those people
do
we have?
I don't have that number, but there's been a significant amount that have had their bracelets cut off. And that's between not just the Most Wanted. That's from people that are serving their sentences that are on it too.
You know, next time around, maybe we can, you know, cause I know they've been sentenced. Okay, look guys, we're going to give you a chance here. You haven't done anything bad enough to be in jail, or we're waiting for it, but we're going to turn you loose, but we're going to put this GPS bracelet on.
Also, if they're an inmate, and they're on, say, work release, and they're on a GPS, and they cut that bracelet off, they're charged with escape. And we've sent one. They cut the bracelet off, relatively minor offender, cut the bracelet off, charged with escape, 14 years state prison.
I love that. Anyway, it's not that they don't know that. Okay, so we've had so many that then have been gone in front of the judge. The judge says, okay, I'm going to put a GPS bracelet on you, but I'm going to turn loose again because I know you're going to show up for me to sentence you to go to jail.
Right. And so that's been about 17 of those 140.
So about
10%.
So that accounts for everybody.
Yeah, 10-11%. And there's 22 that are still active, which means they still have warrants and have not been arrested yet.
You haven't found them yet.
Haven't found yet. And we found them, some that have been arrested in state of Washington, state of Oregon. I think there was one back east somewhere, like, I don't know, Texas or somewhere. And there's been several that have been arrested out of state, and then a number of them that have been arrested out of county, somewhere else in California.
All right. So there is all of our most wanted and what happened to them. And, again, we've got 17 of them that were either put a bracelet on or released on their own recognizance again.
A little over.
Because they've got a good track record of showing up.
A little less than a third of them are still in jail.
And
about 42 of them.
Well, okay.
43.
I like the concept of the most wanted. And I like the concept of, you know, these guys, a lot of them just turn themselves in. When they turn
I think we've had, I don't know, 15, 20 that have turned themselves in.
And I imagine those are the ones that get turned around a lot of times and maybe get a GPS bracelet or.
They could because of showing that effort, and that's been worthwhile as well.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about, that school program, the college program.
Oh, Step Up.
Step Up. Yes. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back and what's gone with that. Plus, I know you've got some other stats here we want to talk about. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, Shasta County Sheriff.
Should you have your carpets cleaned? According to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the people who monitor clean air, water, and other sources of contaminants, you should have your carpets cleaned once or twice a year. If you have children, they should be cleaned every 6 months. You know, it really makes sense. Think about all the places you've walked today. Stores, restaurants, the workplace, public restrooms, parking lots. Imagine the stuff you walk on every day, things both seen and unseen. And the residue can be in your carpets and rugs. Bacteria, chemicals, pollens, grease, and on. Not to mention the stains and dander from your pets. It costs so little to have Preferred Carpet Care clean your carpets, rugs, and furniture twice a year. They'll even put you on a schedule and call you. You'll feel better. Your home will be healthier, and your home will look so much better. Call for an appointment. Remember the number, 243-8400.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
243-8400.
Bad ready for America's original extreme sport? Well, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, well, I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala LaRanch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Oh, it's not the jukebox last night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Get ready to roll around in the sheriff here talking about retirement systems that we both think that the police have got better ones than we got.
It's the same system, you just, they make a bit more money.
Yeah, same system. We'll be right,
We are back.
Yeah, we are back. Thank you very much, Tom. Sometimes I get
lost.
Keep
you straight here.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. New, used, car, truck, SUV, they've got it at Redding Crown Motors. Why leave this town? Just go head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Look, this is rodeo season here in the North State. We got the Roundup this week. We got the Redding
Red
Rodeo.
Bluff Roundup.
Yeah. We got the Red Bluff Roundup coming in this week. And then next month, we've got the Redding Rodeo going. And if you don't have a Ford F-150 truck or a Dodge Ram, you're not, you know what, you just need to have one just to drive around for the rodeos.
This is truck country.
This is it. And, when I go any further, like I said, in 555 Cypress Avenue, plus the fact they've got the finest service department around. Give them a call at 223-2177 Redding Crown Motors. Sheriff Tom Basenko is my guest, and, just one of the things we touched on is this long-term plan. This plan that tells us how we are not going to become a city like Chico that just had four shootings last week or 2 weeks ago. Four drive-bys. The gangs are there.
The gangs have been there, and then
They have been there
for a number of years under some other administrations down there. And the big thing, the difference between Chico and here is that gangs have been a focus of law enforcement for quite a number of years with our Shasta anti-gang enforcement teams that we go out every week or 2 weeks out there and looking for gang-related people, or if they've gotten out of prison, we're there saying hello, the police department as well. It's a group effort. And then now we're combining it with our AB 109 prison realignment compliance team, because again, it's a lot of lap over of the same players, and they're out there arresting them, searching them, finding that, oh gosh, they've gone back to committing crime again with stolen property, guns, and drugs. And so we are here in Shasta County and Redding Police Department, Anderson Police Department, the other law enforcement agencies, we've made it a focus to stay on top of gangs, and that's why you usually don't see a lot of gang problems here.
I was told that some crooks came into town the other day and that they were a lot of attention was given to them, and they left.
And the Redding Police Department.
I don't mean violence. I just mean is that, hey, you see some gang guys in town, we're going to go find out who they are.
Don't want to speak for the chief, but I know that the Redding Police Department has personnel assigned just for gangs and the parolee types, and they're out there cruising and looking for them all the time.
Well, I think that's the bottom line is when we have our, Tracy, is that her name?
Tracy Neal, interim chief.
When she comes in, we want to talk about this plan and why, and, you know, the impact that this crime is having on us. Because the crime, and at least the thought of this crime, though, I still believe that Redding is one of the safest places that I've ever lived, besides Stantonsburg, North Carolina, which is, anyway, another story. But it's a safe place. But there are places where it's not safe in Redding. But that's like it is in any town.
You're going to have that in any town.
Any town. But the bottom line is we don't want to get into this thing where grannies are getting their purses snatched.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of random crime. You know,
random violence.
Random violence. You don't see that a lot. And that's a good thing. Now, we do have, of course, higher property crime. But who'd they let out of prison? Drug offenders. And thieves, and of course they're going to go right back to doing it.
Let me ask a question here: since most of the statistics show that people over the age of 60, criminals don't really commit a lot of crimes.
That is, it's a term called aging out.
Okay, why don't we take everybody that's 60 and over that's a non violent, non sexual predator type? in our state prisons and just turn them loose, put them on some kind of other program.
They are looking at that at the prison level
there's
now.
There's going to be thousands of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are dying, the ones that have got all these things,
they are looking at medical, they call it medical parole or medical releases.
Yeah.
They're looking at that as well.
I bet they can get rid of 20,000 out of the system.
I don't know about 20,000, but I know they have looked at it. And then stand by and hold on to your hat because they're looking at giving more credits to people that are in prison, the state is, and releasing second strikers. So if you have if you're a two striker, they look at releasing that to try and lower that prison population so they can be in compliance with that Supreme Court decision and the three judge panel as well. So that's up and coming, and I know that us as California State Sheriffs and myself, we're looking at that very closely because there's concerns for public safety there.
Hiring anybody?
We are hiring a few people. It's a bit of a challenge to find some qualified candidates with things in their background, but we are hiring. We're looking for some people up in Bernie, so that's a little bit more of a challenge up there, being a little more
There's no age requirement on this, right?
No age requirement. You have to meet all the other requirements, physical and background, and I see a little glint in your eye that maybe you'll be applying and stuff. You know, we're talking about the jails, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes those prison realignment, remember that a lot of people, drug offenses and property crimes, they don't go back to prison now. So you can steal 10 or 20 cars and not go back to prison.
And you get released out of the jail here because you're not a physical threat to people.
Correct. It was not a crime of violence. It was a property crime. So we end up with, in the Shasta County Jail now, and all jails throughout California, end up with long-term inmates in our jails. We got about 11, 12 people serving more than a year. We got another 10 people serving 2 years in county jail, another 7, 8 serving 3 years, four or five serving 4 year sentences. And right now the biggest sentence in Shasta County Jail is a 7 year sentence, which is three people serving 7 year sentences.
Okay. So you've got three people serving 7 years. So those are people though that are extended. Those are multi-year sentences.
Yes. The highest in California right now is in Southern California, Los Angeles. They have a person serving 42 years. County jail.
Wow.
And that's what's clogging up the system and overcrowding and causing releases too as prison realignment takes effect and these long-term sentences in the jail causes problems.
You know, one guy that hit the papers, of course, was a guy that broke into the person's house. He got was arrested.
Right.
You know which one we're talking about. Went in and he broke in. I don't know if he was bit by the dog. If the police dog took him down after the first one or if it was the second or third one.
Second one.
Okay. So he got it at the second time and did he get released again?
No.
Was that what it was?
No,
he only got released one time.
Correct.
Now, here's the question, and I know though you don't work down there every minute, but your guy that makes these choices, the captain down there,
it's actually it's a correctional officer who they're a classification officer.
So he's sitting there,
he
or she is sitting there, and you've got 10 people.
Oh, they probably have more like 20 to 30 people to look at and make that decision every day in the Shasta County Jail. There are between 20 and 60 bookings per day.
Okay.
So Reading Police Department averages about 20 arrests per day.
What are the other ones then?
CHP, Sheriff's Office. So somewhere between 20
Anderson,
and 60.
Anderson brings them up.
All the local law enforcement, people get returned from court through the marshal's office. People get brought in from other counties.
So you've got, let's say
20 to 60 bookings. Let's say 40.
So he or she sits there. We only got a couple minutes. How does she pick or he pick? Who goes to jail and who doesn't?
They have a matrix and they look at, is the person a sentenced or unsentenced misdemeanant?
Uh-huh.
They don't stay.
Right.
Is the person a sentenced or unsentenced felon? And a felony is a higher crime. Is it a crime of violence against a person or is it a property crime such as a theft? Because most of the time we only have like 5 beds available in the jail. So a person gets arrested. Remember the most wanted. So the most wanted, that's a keeper. So now another person gets arrested for possession of methamphetamine, a felony. Nothing else, no violence.
You probably don't
keep that person.
Wow.
And so that makes it an issue. And so very, very challenging job. We've asked the media to do, maybe come in and do a day in the life.
I want to do that. So
you can
set that up with me. I'll go in there and sit there for a few hours and just see.
Yeah. kind of a sit-along.
I want to do that, and then I can bring that person in if that's okay with you.
You bet.
And we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. Okay.
I'll have my captain get a hold of you.
Our guest has been Sheriff Tom Basinko. And why is someone serving 42 years in the county jail someplace?
Welcome to prison realignment, because now under prison realignment, some crimes do not go to state prison, and that person was sentenced in L.A. I don't know what for, but it's an L.A. County inmate, and they're serving 42 years in prison. They probably got
it's
some
a nonviolent kind of thing too. Probably,
probably it's probably going to be property and drug crimes, and then mm-hmm. they probably ended up getting consecutive sentences stacked on top of each
instead
other
instead of yeah. Okay, Sheriff Tom Basinko, thank you so much for coming in.
Always
today.
Enjoy it.
Well, you know what? I'm glad
we always have so much.
I wanted to talk about the most wanted and get that kind of get that one kind of figured out. And the other thing too is where are we going in the future? And I still don't have a big warm fuzzy about this.
Right.
Anyway, hey, tomorrow, Eric Wittstrom, Five Star Bank, will be with us and joining us along with Trish Clark, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This, you know what? This is community radio. If you want to find out what's going on in this world, in this community, this is where you find out. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Divers off South Korea's southern coast are searching a submerged ferry for people inside after the vessel sank with more than 460 people on board.
Dozens of Coast Guard ships, other boats and helicopters are part of a massive search and rescue operation. More than 150 people have been rescued so far. Local TV stations broadcast live footage of passengers jumping from the stricken ferry and then being winched into helicopters. Other passengers were pulled out of the sea by fishing boats in the area.
BBC correspondent Martin Patience says most of the people on board were high school students. Also at SRNnews.com, classes resumed today at a high school near Pittsburgh where authorities say a student stabbed and slashed 21 others and a security guard a week ago. Some students gathered on the football field before school today to pray and to support one another.